So this is 8th of November, and I'm here with Nick Petruska and Orin Petruska in Nikolai, and Shari Gober, my friend, is helping me with interviews. And so, can we start?
Yes. Can you tell me a story of suckerfish?
Suckerfish.
There's a
the oh the bone cinder? Oh, I thought could we go
what are the story?
Nick used to catch the suckers in the springtime, and we're always happy for fresh fish at the time, and we're also wanting to see all the things that the sucker had stolen when it was a man or when it was a person. And there's a comb, moose horn, and what else? There was.
The whole backbone, the whole bone is a tree drift
Spruce tree.
log that he swallowed or stole. So that's how come suckers got lots of bones in the tail. All the trees got a bunch of long branches
Branches.
on top.
Is this dog food?
Yes.
Can you turn it off?
Couple of it.
It's okay.
Oceaner.
Is there any other story to teach children what to do and what not to do?
About fish, animals, birds?
Anything.
He used to tell us respect, that's what Cindy brought up when I was brought up, not to chew any bone or meat or step over anything like that. You have to give respect to wild animals.
And not to catch more than what you need. Just don't let it spoil.
You know any stories about dogs?
Traditional story about dogs when they were human.
No.
The creature man gillet on the story no honey.
No, I don't know any of that.
Okay.
I know a little bit of dogs on the raven.
Can you tell me a Dotron story?
Little bit, not very much, little parts here and there, that's all I can remember. He's the one that created glasses years ago when he used to be a man. He was tired, I guess, and he laid down. He took his eyes out and hang it up. He told his eye to watch out if somebody's coming, tell me, So he went to sleep, I guess. And pretty soon, the eyes told him, somebody's coming. And he started to look around. He couldn't find his glass because he's blind. Feel around. Pretty soon he pick up something around, He shoved it in his eye and happened to be berry, so everything was red with him.
Wow. So the raven kind of created the glasses, I guess.
Yeah, that's
Glasses.
when he created the sunglasses, I mean the glasses.
Wow, that's interesting.
Do you know any stories about giant animals?
Giant animal? Like how big? Elephant? No, elephants around here.
Yeah, not the elephant, but like I heard that there used to be a story about like big moose or big big rabbit or something.
I know a little bit about rabbits, not very much. And rabbit used to kill a lot of people with his tail. You know, then one guy, he got smart, you know, put the rock right over his heart. And then the rabbit jump on him, try to get his heart. But there was a rock in there, so his little tail got curved. That's how come it's too short and curved up, the rabbit.
What happens if you whistle at the Northern Lights?
I used to say it used to get windy, really windy, at Northern Light.
Mm-hmm.
They used to tell us never whistle at it.
Mm.
I tried it, never worked with me. They said that after the wind dies down, you see some white wolves or anything that's white that died out there in Ona.
What's the white wolf, you say?
Huh?
Wolf.
Wolf. Oh.
What's that?
Oh, wolf?
Yeah, white wolf.
White wolf.
White,
you know. It's just white color.
Oh, you mean the when you whistle it, like it shows up?
Yeah, it creates a lot of wind, and they used to find dead wolves, white dead wolves.
Oh, after the storm.
After a storm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you know how to say it in Athabascan, that white wolf?
No.
Wow.
How do you say wolf?
Tikoni.
Tikoni. They say Tikoni, look only.
The cause law.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to, but we've never talked the language for a while. It's put in little paragraphs, little sentences.
Can you tell me about the traditional beliefs about Northern Lights?
What?
Can you tell me the traditional beliefs about Northern Lights?
That's the only thing they used to tell me about is that it gets windy, you know, when you whistle at it.
Mm-hmm.
That one year, when a lot of people died around here, the Northern Lights right on the ground, you know, it goes up and down, you know. That's the only time I seen it was right on the ground.
Yeah.
So it's got something to do with the death of the people, I guess. I don't know.
Do you remember which year?
No. Probably early 50s, probably. You might find something about it, you know, someplace in the book. It might be in the early 50s.
Do you know any stories about the stars in the constellation?
Stars.
The stars. Do you tell any stories about the stars?
He said, they used to tell me not to look at the falling star. That's what devil puts up there, you know, and he wouldn't stay there, so he just comes down.
Oh.
I see a lot of falling stars nighttime, you know, so you travel with dogs nighttime. Nothing to do but look around, you know.
What about that story about where the raven stole the stars?
Sautrant's story, which part of it?
The whole thing.
No, I don't know the whole thing. I just know little parts.
Where it stole the star or the sun or the moon.
Uh-huh. Where that little baby was just spoiled and wants the moon or the sun.
Yeah, when he was a baby, I guess he started crying all the time, pointing at the sun, moon. You know, she, I guess a parent to people that he's, you know, it's not good for him to cry that much. He just keep pointing at, he don't talk, he just keep crying. Pointing at those stars and, sun and moon. So they brought it down so he can play with it on the floor, I guess. And then after he start playing with it, he quiet down, he didn't cry no more. And pretty soon, you know, he called out, you know, like we were gonna call out, grah, you know, and then went up there, said, fireplace, you know, chimney open up there. And he went right up with it, and that's how he created the light.
Do you know any story about the moon?
No, they could use to tell the cool weather and, you know, and all of that from the moon. They call it a dog. You know, there's a little star down below it or top of it. When it's going to be cold, real cold, you know, that little star goes in the bottom. So it's a sign of cold weather. And when it's on top, it's going to snow a lot. That's the only thing I know.
And then when there's a ring around the moon is when it's going to get windy?
No, it's going to be bad weather because it's going to, or snow probably, you know, the sun dog or whatever you call it, moon, you know, light all the way around the moon, kind of ring.
Do you know any story about floods?
Flood?
Floods.
They said that flood, when it floods, is to clear the land of all the junks by the bank and stuff, you know, to be washed away. That's all that I heard at one time. Cleaned up.
Do you know any kind of talisman or good luck charm?
No. I don't think they used to have anything like that, good luck charms.
I wish I did know. I've been wanting good luck charm right now.
A pot of gold in a rainbow.
I heard that people used to carry bear's tongue cartilage. Do you know why?
I can't remember.
No one was asked on.
Oh, do you know? We heard that people used to carry the bear tongue cartilage.
Bear tongue?
Uh-huh, the cartilage. Do you know why?
That's just for the luck, I guess.
Oh.
They cut it out, and they always save that, you know, in their pocket. So animals won't attack them or anything like that. And there's another one that's bat. It's bat skin you carry along with you so the bears don't attack you.
Bat?
Bat.
Yeah. Small animal flying.
Steph, how do you say bat?
Can you tell a story about hairy man?
You mean like an airplane caravan?
No, a hairy man.
Oh, hairy man. I don't know if that might be what they used to call in our language. Nutleni. You know, there used to be one over at Fishing Lake, he said, years ago. And one of the hunters got it, I guess. It used to be the, I don't know if it's hairy, but it used to be scary. He had an underground house, you know, where you live year-round.
And people could, people would seen it?
Uh-huh, that's how come he shot it with bow and arrow or something. But he found his blood going back into the cave.
Oh, and they can't follow it in there, huh?
They didn't want to take a chance, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, that was scary.
I know.
Higher than the third.
I heard that some people had the power to change the weather. Can you tell me how they did that?
Well, the power would be like singing. I don't know anyone. I know one, but I didn't want to see. It's like a cold wind fall time. You sing for the north wind. It would freeze up faster. But I don't want to sing that song.
You know the song?
Uh-huh.
If you sing the song, they'll be able to know the song.
$1 million for a short few word tune.
We'll have freeze up sooner if you sing.
Yeah, I want it.
Not for me to pass it on to you.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
You know, you should have, to starting off, you should we should introduce ourselves, you know, where what we were doing and all that. You know, that would be better than just going to questions.
Yeah, we weren't prepared.
But it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If you want to start from the beginning, we can do it. But if we don't have to, that's
like, you know, I was brought up, you know. My parents were blind, and I have to hunting, you know, I have to learn everything by myself. That was hard. No stories like that to start with. In 1972, I incorporated, you know, I was acting as a mayor. I incorporated Nikolai to be a second-class city, help incorporate, to get federal and state funding for the village here. You know, things like that, you know, would be... You know, I helped the village quite a bit in my past years. And yeah. nobody know what I did, you know. I was a light plant operator for 30-some years, maybe almost 40. I didn't get no credit for that either, you know. Mm-hmm. I think which is wrong. We should at least see thank you and all that, but never nothing like that ever happened.
I know you was a cook, too. You were having a cafe.
Oh, yeah.
At the city.
That was fun with no money involved, too. You know, sometimes I make 50 cents a day. But I like to talk with people that come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
Your introduction.
Oh, introduction. Jeez. I'll pass on that one.
She was teacher for a long time.
Oh.
I was preschool teacher. And adult education teacher. When we got married in 63 and 68, Ray Collins to ask me if I wanted to do language. I said, no. I got punished for using the language when I was small. I had nothing to do with it, you know. So, he asked me if I want to be a VISTA volunteer and work with Head Start and adult education. So I did, and up until 60, I started in 68, and 96, I think, is when the last time I taught preschool. My biggest class was 12 kids.
Wow.
It was interesting. I did a lot of things with them. Douglas, Tony, and them were in my class. You know, they were just little babies. They had fun, though. They always had fun. But that was it.
Yeah.
Why are you not supposed to put beaver and axe in the same trailer?
That's Philip told me. Philip?
Oh, yeah.
He said that we are not supposed to put the axe and the beaver in the same spot somehow.
That can't be right.
Philip told him that you can't put beaver and axe in the same sled or something.
I never heard that one. Yeah, I always carry my sled and my axe and everything. There was beaver in my sled when I used to trap. And nobody told me that before.
Maybe, yeah, it might be only from Philip. And
Philip used to tell me that, you know, those burls on the tree, which I never heard. I just heard it from Philip once. He said, "Those are lost people."
Oh.
That's what he told me, you know.
What's a burl?
Burl. Burl. You know, they make bowls out of those?
Yeah.
The big bowls on the tree? Yeah.
Lost people?
Lost people.
That's what he told me. I never heard that. I only heard it from Philip once.
Wow.
There's a burl.
Oh, that's me. Stephanie made that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. How do I say medicine man in Athabascan?
Dina.
What does it mean?
Dina. I didn't know it's hard to pronounce that one.
Something man with some kind of power.
Dina.
Mm-hmm.
Dina.
Dina.
Huh?
Dina.
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 He's got the invisible power, I guess.
They had the medicine man, they had those people for doctors and stuff, you know, long before us. They just depended on those medicine people for their sick people. And sometimes there's good medicine men, some bad, and some the bad ones, you know, like to kill off the people, and the good ones save the people.
Just like, you know, a Democrat and a Republican, you know.
What kind of things can medicine men do?
They could heal people.
They could heal people. My mom was paralyzed, whole side, but she got saved.
Stroke.
She had a stroke. Brother Mike was this little. Mom wants to go look for cranberries up Tishkaw.
Mm-hmm.
And took Mike with him from way down there. They went this way and Mike walked back down this Tishkaw trail and down this way and told somebody that Mom went to sleep up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got word to Dad and they went and found her. She had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just paralyzed. She couldn't even close this eye.
Mm-hmm.
It was open all the time. But she got healed.
Mm-hmm.
By Cleveland Isai.
He told her not to break off a willow, you know, willow tree.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bust it up because if you do, that's she's going to die or something like that. But she forget after a long time, I guess the spell were out or something, she said. She was finding herself busting willow.
Oh,
yeah. But some have a lot of power. There's some guy down river that you could give some food to, and he could give you good luck in hunting and stuff.
I was down that big river landing. There, years ago, I guess there used to be war, and they were underground house there. And they killed them all off in there. Somebody from up around Lake Minchumna, someplace on that area, paddle all the way down in a canoe just to get rid of them.
What is the source of their power?
The
medicine man.
What is the source?
Where do they get their power from?
Invisible power, like he said, but I don't know where their power is from. It's
they get their power through the songs. It's how it's been passed on, I think. Or a certain kind of song. They believe in it, so it worked for them.
How do you know any medicine man from other villages?
No, I don't go around and ask people, are you a medicine man?
We can't tell.
Oh.
I mean, I know I can't. Maybe the medicine people, you know, maybe they have some kind of sense or something that, but I don't know for sure.
Do you remember about the church? Do you remember any preach about the priests or the chiefs on church day?
Do you know any what
you said? Preaching? Do you remember any preaching by the priests or the chiefs on church day?
You know, we could probably still have those Athabascan dance, you know, Nikolai. But our they probably misunderstanding, you know, those old people. They said the priest don't want nobody to do Indian dance around here. And I seen that one time in my life. I was down there. You know, they have a regular record player dance in front. In the back, they were singing and handkerchief. They were Indian dancing in the back room.
I don't know the true meaning of your question.
The preaching that the priests or the chiefs did on church day.
And that's all they used to preach. Everything our chief Divyan used to preach about is always passed down from before, and it is always something good that will be helpful to everybody in the church. It was nothing, anything negative. It was always something good. And he always, after the church service, at the church, it always was something had to do with the Bible and everything that, you know, that Jesus did, I guess, in that's been passed down. And then after the service, he'd always come to have the people come to his house, you know, especially Sunday, after Sunday service, you know, to get with the people to organize anything that needs to be done with the people, with the elders, any hunting or something that needs to be done is discussed right there in the after the church service. A lot of good get-togethers we used to have.
I heard that people had church every Saturday and Sunday many years ago. Is that true?
Yes.
Yep. When I was Saturday little. Evening, Sunday morning.
When did people stop doing that?
After Chief Devion died. After he died, and then Bobby Isai was chief, but then we only start having services on Sundays. And then because Bobby said, because the kids sleep in, we have to have service start at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, it should not have to do anything. You know, the parents are responsible for their kids. They could get them up in time to go to church at 9. Saturday evening, it's always at 4, huh?
Yeah, service even Sunday, Saturday evening, what, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, mm-hmm. 5 o'clock, I mean, and
Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Faithfully. Chief Devion, he used to live here all the time, year-round. Here at Nikolai, sometimes you go to Tanzona and stay over there, but he's the only one here
near the church.
Near the church.
Do you remember Nikolai Epchuk or Wassily? Chancek,
yeah. Remember both of them.
Charles Guest.
Yeah.
His first priest that came all the way up from Bethel in a boat.
In a boat.
We call him Rosy Cheeks.
Is he Eskimo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where is he originally from?
Huh?
Where is he originally from? The...
Downriver somewhere.
Where's he originally from?
Father Guest?
Father, which one? Rosie
Both, like Nikolai Epchuk and Wassily Chancek and Charles Guest.
Wassily Chancek, he's from a Russian mission in Yukon.
And Father Guest and the other one,
Nikolai.
Nikolai, he's there from Downriver around. I don't know, downriver somewhere. Ooh. Father Guest, Nikolai.
He's out of Bethel down there, in Paskiak or something.
Oh. What about Nicholas Upchuck? Nicholas.
Okay. Upchuck, he's from, you know, I mean, Quick Clock.
What about Nikolai O'Michael?
He's. He's been a priest not too long ago, it seems like. He's some Quick Clock.
Oh,
yeah. He's the one we had to give ride to from Medfa up one time, right? First year we were married.
Yes, it's true.
I know before he was ordained a priest, he was used to come up here and we used to invite him up here.
Okay, I heard that icons are very powerful. Can you tell me about the power of the icon?
Here.
Yeah, I guess they're really powerful because,
Hey.
Father Trifon and his wife is telling a story about a weeping icon. And she even got cotton, you know, that she brought along from that. Mm. Smelled like perfume. Mm.
So, who is the Father Trifon? Who is he?
The priest from Nundalton. He's in the Nelchik right now. He's the one that comes out you know, to the burial chair when somebody died.
I heard that the chiefs used to take care of the church. What did the chief, when did the chiefs stop doing that?
He's doing that to run the services, I know. They don't think they take care of it. Mm. But those church wardens are the ones that are taking care of the church.
They're supposed to have, be really respectful, be quiet, and all that when the priest is doing the service. They're supposed to be standing and paying attention, especially during the reading of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to stand and be really obedient. And there's supposed to be no walking around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it changed, you know, somebody, you know, like Philip, he was not any church member, but he always will run over to the candle or to the incense or something. He's always sweeping the floor or something. They are not supposed to be, they're supposed to be, everything was supposed to be all taken care of before the service. So nobody does any house cleaning or take care of the candle. You see that icon in the church on the right side? Me and Steph and Father Leonti and his wife were doing the Easter service, you know, reading the, Philip put the candle, these long candles on that one little burner, and it fell towards the picture,
mm-hmm.
and it caught on fire. Man, there's little place where it burned. You could see a black spot on that holy picture.
Mm.
It just, and he cried. He just, you guys are supposed to watch it, he'd tell us. And Father Leonti's wife sat down with him. It's okay. It was an accident.
Mm.
Got scared.
Well, Philip used to tell us not to step on the carpet. How do we get in church if we can't step on a carpet?
Mm-hmm. something somebody just made up. Even, you know, the board that was the divider from the porch to the room, you step over it, not on it, he said.
And Keith Gregory used to tell me that too. Do you know how to say Bible in Athabascan?
Jehovah.
Bible?
Jehovah. That devil said?
Bible.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay.
Bible.
Bible. Devil. Devil is a Jehovah.
Huh?
You say devil Jehovah.
Jehovah.
What about icons or candle or cross, God or baptism?
Icons or knotly? Candle is.
I don't know how to see candle.
I thought I know.
I thought I know too.
God, Nacta.
Nacta.
And what else?
Baptism.
Tanaton. People were just happy they were baptized. Mom used to tell stories because it used to be bad, you know, because of some bad medicine people, I guess, bad. After they were baptized, they were a lot more sociable or something like that, or nicer.
What about, can I ask a question? What about Gleeman then? Was he baptized?
Oh, yeah.
He was good then?
He wouldn't make a difference. He's a regular man.
Yeah. He was baptized. It's just that his medicine won't make him do bad things at sometimes, you know, like a naughty boy.
Mm-hmm.
You just have no control over. I guess he's got no control sometimes. Sometimes he gets mad and he just, I don't know if he even feels sorry for what he does, but it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell if he made bad thing for him, you know, not so he, that one whole springtime beaver season, he never caught no beaver because he gleaming got mad at him.
Hey.
I think we're about done here.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we don't have. Yeah, I don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you very much for answering my questions.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it helped. You know, I don't think we did too much, but.
Well, you taught me a lot already. Yep. Thank you very much.
If the last thing on there, we're talking about this guy, you know, if it's not going to be helpful, you could delete it, you know, about Glim.
Okay.
Some of the things, you know, maybe we should not even have talk about him or something.
I think that's okay. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.